Let us pray now for healing of body, mind and soul.
Isuse, dok si izlazio iz Jerihona,
Jesus,
slijepac od rođenja povi.
When you were coming out of Jericho, a man blind from his birth cried out loud, Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. And everybody tried to silence him, but he was shouting all the more, have mercy on me, and you healed him. Although everybody was against, but he believed that only one your word can change everything in his life. He did not ask you to heal him, but he asked you to have pity on him, to give him strength, deal with difficulties and afflictions in his life. Always when we look for you, when we in a humility and yet with firm faith ask of you something, you give us even more than what we can imagine. Therefore I pray, O Lord, help me to recognize
da me nikada ne napušta
your grace in my life, and every time when you touch me with your grace, do not ever abandon me, O Lord, but grant me strength that will transform pain into sincere sacrifice. Strength that transforms sincere sacrifice into true joy. Lord, strengthen my faith.
Christe, hola Christe, hola Christe, hola Christe. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Merci, Jésus. Merci, Jésus. Merci, Jésus. Merci, Jésus. Merci, Jésus. Alléluia. Alléluia.
Lord Jesus, you prayed in the Garden of Olives in Gethsemane while your disciples fell asleep. You remained alone and abandoned. Pain was becoming all the greater, but you did not give up. You did not cave in spite of temptation, in spite of pain, you surrendered, you abandoned yourself entirely to God's will. To surrender to God's will meant to embrace your agony and at the same time to allow God to be glorified through your resurrection. Dear Jesus, I recognize myself often in my disciples that are asleep. I recognize myself in disciples that are asleep. I recognize myself among those who you are admonishing, watch and pray, because you do not know the moment God will come. I want to be every day more awakened. I want to watch and pray and listen to your voice. May I in silence say before you, Father, let thy will be done. Lord Jesus, I want to entrust everything into your hands, my every single pain and sorrow, wound that I carry in my life. Lord, be that touch that heals. May your presence be strength in my life. Especially I pray, O Lord, for all the crosses that I have in my life. First of all, I am asking for a grace to know how to accept and embrace my cross, and then I am praying for give me strength to carry it. Lord, I pray for health of body, mind, and soul. Heal us from all addictions and attachments. With your presence, O Lord, break all these chains in my life. I want to be entirely free in order to be able to serve you. I want to be completely free in order to be able to be the witness of your love in this world. Therefore, Lord, be glorified in my life. Be glorified also through the pains and sorrows in my life. With your cross, you gave a whole new meaning to suffering, because cross no longer shows its strength, but it is the grace of redemption that is taking place. Therefore, Lord, help me to accept my life crosses, because only through the cross I can see the light of Easter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for everything that you do for me. Thank you for you love me always, without ceasing. Therefore, teach me to love the way that you love us all. All of you present here, your families, as well as all of those who have prayed for this evening, may Almighty God bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.